The efforts to flatten the curve and slow the spread of coronavirus have had a devastating effect on the restaurant industry and the people who earn their living from food service. Some restaurants and cafes are trying to stay open by offering delivery or curbside service. But knowing which eateries are open and when they're open and what they offer can be a maze of social media searches. A new website, and by new, we mean it launched yesterday morning, attempts to let Northwest Arkansas residents, bistros, and even some farms connect with customers. The site, wheretoeatnwa.com, is a creation of Food Loops, a company that specializes in reducing food waste sent from restaurants in Northwest Arkansas to the landfill. Michael Krause with Food Loops says his company has built deep relationships with its restaurant clients.
We've heard lots of horror stories. We've heard lots of frustrations. And one thing that we heard several times was, hey, I've got this deal going on. Hey, I've got a special. Hey, we're now doing delivery. Hey, we're now doing curbside. Can you share it? And we'd be like, absolutely. And so we were on our Instagram stories. We were posting, you know, if Tuscan Trotter or somebody had a deal, we put it there. And that was a nice little, you know, you could kind of go to our Instagram for a couple of days and see, oh, that's where the deals are. And then it kind of dawned on me, there's different websites, different municipalities that are doing exactly the website that we put together. I saw one in Minneapolis that had, it was the same concept. It was a Google map with listings of all the places that were doing delivery or curbside. There's one in Little Rock doing something similar. So for me, it was, let's put together a resource for Northwest Arkansas that is super simple. I mean, just the title of it, Where to Eat NWA, hard to forget, really simple. It's its own thing, and it's Food Loops' response to COVID-19. It's a free website for restaurants, free for users. It's just something we are offering to the community. You can go and sign up as a restaurant for about 5 minutes. You can put in you can put in anything, Kyle. You can put in like your gift card URL. You can put in, if you're using Grubhub or Waiter or whatever delivery app you're using, you can put in those. You can put in the description, kind of the deals you have going on and your hours, you're open. We wanted it to be as click friendly as possible.
We're talking on Monday afternoon. I've just gone to wheretoeatnwa.com. That was launched Monday morning. And I see a list of different restaurants, and there are different things I can search for. Are they doing curbside? Do they do delivery? Do they have gift card?
And that's, to me, the start. It's where am I? Okay, I'm going to find things in Fayetteville. Okay, I need curbside pickup. I can click that, and then you're there. And like I said, we launched this just this morning. we've been working on this quite a bit for the last week to get it user friendly, and I've had I think we have 26 or 27 restaurants that have signed up already, and those have just been in the last 2 hours. And so, the goal here is that anybody who's looking to have their restaurant promoted to sign up and make it easy, and then for the public, this is a resource for them.
I've clicked on one that I have to admit I did not know existed before I went to this webpage. It's apparently a food truck in Siloam Springs, Louisiana Influence. You go there, it gives you the phone number, it gives you the address, when they're operating. Yes, they have curbside. Yes, they have delivery. Yes, they have gift cards. It gives you their website, things like that. And this is covering all of Northwest Arkansas. There's Springdale, Farmington, Bentonville, Rogers, Siloam Springs, Fayetteville. This is for the entire Northwest Arkansas region. And it's all sorts of different things. There's from coffee to beer to pie.
Yeah. No, and even this morning, I had a call from somebody who saw the website. It's a local farmer. And they said, hey, can you add a local farmer as a category? Because, those people rely on local restaurants to sell their produce, to sell their meat to. And so I said, oh my gosh, absolutely, I'll put that on there, and you can sell some more meat off this website.
I'm wondering, Michael, have you had many conversations with restaurateurs about how it's been over the last 2.5 to 3 weeks for them?
Oh yeah, I've had lots of conversations with people. And it's one of the hardest hit industries in the United States. I mean, in the U.S., the hospitality and service industry is about 15 million people. It's one of the biggest, and you know, one restaurant on a time might not be 15 million, but you add them all up, it's a big thing. And I mean, there have been countless restaurants that have just closed out of a response to, you know, it's not wise for us to be open. And there are others who don't have that, I don't want to say luxury, but just can't do that. And so they're trying to keep their doors open, but it is a huge struggle. I mean, people from, that's my 2-year-old in the background. We've heard of people getting laid off in mass numbers and, you know, just keeping the core. And, I mean, it's really hard. Everybody is hurting in this. And, so any little bit that we can do to help, you know, I think is important.
All right. The website is wheretoeatnwa.com. Anything else we should know?
Share it. Absolutely. I mean, spread the word and let people know that there's a centralized place to eat safe. And as everybody should be, stay at home when you can. Wash your hands.
Right. Michael Krause is with Food Loops, a company that reduces food and other waste from area restaurants and events. Michael and Food Loops created the brand new website, wheretoeatnwa.com.